Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Texas Tech University Symphonic Wind Ensemble is giving a concert tonight in Himley Recital Hall. We'll unpack all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the office of Dr. Sarah McCoyne, who is Director of Bands at the Texas Tech University School of Music. Dr. McCoyne, thank you very much for inviting us over to your space during what is a really, really busy time of the year. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having us and taking time to speak with us today.
Now, the Symphonic Wind Ensemble, that's the top ensemble here at Texas Tech Wind Ensemble. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Concert tomorrow night?
Concert tomorrow night at 7:30 in Himley Recital Hall.
So tell us about that.
So it's a little bit of a special concert for us. Our ensemble was accepted to perform at a conference in Chicago that is in its 73rd year. It's the largest of its kind. And this is sort of our send-off concert. It's the end of the semester and our last concert. And we have a special guest with us who is guest conducting on our concert tomorrow night as well as in Chicago.
Great. So that's a lot to unpack just right there. Getting invited to these conferences of your peers and people around the country who do this, that's not any little thing, right? This is a big honor.
It's a very nice honor, and we're humbled and flattered to be able to go. It's a blind audition process. They have performing ensembles from middle school, high school, college, and professional groups that play. And it's a very significant conference for music educators and performers across the country.
And so the Symphonic Wind Ensemble and you will go up there and plant the flag of Texas Tech.
We will. We will do our very best.
Right, excellent. So you said special guest to conduct. He's with us.
He is.
It's Robert Reynolds. Welcome to the program. We really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Nice to be here with you.
So for folks who don't know you, tell us a little bit about you and your journey with music.
Well, it's been a long journey. So I did the usual thing with the public schools and played there and tried to convince my relatives that I wanted to go into music because they thought that was nice, but not a profession for a grown person. So, but they finally relented and I went to school to become a band conductor. And I did become and was a band conductor in the public schools, first in Michigan and then in California. And then I was able to get a college position at a local school in California. Went from there to the University of Wisconsin, the University of Michigan. I retired from the University of Michigan about 20 years ago, and somebody called me on the phone and said, we need somebody for 1 year. Come to the University of Southern California for 1 year because we lost our wind ensemble conductor, and that person wasn't going to be dean. He was dean. He wasn't going to be dean anymore. So I said, just do it, and the new dean can come on and then pick who he wants. So I did it, and I said, as long as there's no committee work and reports and grades and auditions and what I term as stuff.
Right.
And then they couldn't find a dean, so he was dean for one more year. And so I did it for one more year. And then they did get a dean who's still the dean. And he came on and we had a meeting and he said, everybody said this is working, so why do we want to change this? So now I'm in the middle of my 18th year of that 1 year job.
Oh my goodness. So University of Michigan, the University of Southern California, major jobs.
Right.
You're the big guy.
Well, there are a lot of big guys, but I'm at least old.
He's the big guy.
That's what I can give it to understand.
Yeah.
What will you do with the Symphonic Wind Ensemble here at Texas Tech tomorrow?
I'm doing Colonial Song of Percy Grainger, a piece that Percy Grainger wrote for his mother as a Christmas present for his mother. And it's one of the really wonderful pieces of music.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have other things to do while you're here? Will you meet with students?
I've met with students, mm-hmm. and that was good. We had a good time. They asked good questions. So I'm just here for a couple days.
I see, right.
So I have a rehearsal this afternoon, and then tomorrow, the day of the concert, there'll be a concert, and we'll have another rehearsal.
Right. And then he will conduct in Chicago with us.
Oh, so you'll go with Chicago with the group. Oh, excellent.
Not with the group, but I'll meet them there.
We'll meet them
there.
Oh, right.
So he's being a little bit humble. He's being a little humble. He is among the absolute best in our profession and changed a lot in a artistic and pedagogical way what we do as conductors and band directors. Growing up, he was very influential on people like me and others. He's still influential to this day. At the same conference, they're starting a thing called the Reynolds Conducting Institute that had over 150 applicants that applied from all over the world to come and study with him. And they have 12 people that they've selected to come and study with him for a couple days at Midwest. And this is going to be an annual thing, but this is the first year of it. So he is big news. And we're honored to have him here.
So you have been modest. My goodness, they have a whole thing just for you, and you'll get a chance to work with students. Wow.
Sarah's my agent.
Oh. Good. Do you enjoy teaching students conducting?
Very much.
Yeah.
I have a good time doing it. I'm a little apprehensive about this one in Chicago because there's a lot of fanfare about it and so on. And so people are going to come with a lot of expectations that nothing but pearls of wisdom are going to come out of my mouth.
They're all pearls.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's excellent. Dr. McCoyne, tell us more about the program. We've heard that there's the Percy Grainger piece, but what else?
We are going to open up with a piece called Downey Overture by Oscar Navarro. And then Professor Reynolds will be doing the Grainger. In Chicago, we will be doing a trumpet concerto with a friend of mine, John Hagstrom, from the Chicago Symphony. But here at home, we're lucky that Andrew Stetson has agreed to play, and so he is kind of being the stunt double for the Petrov Concerto for Trumpet. We're doing another piece called Into the Silent Land that was written in memory of the Sandy Hook experience. Dr. Allen is doing Gallant Seventh. This is part of this program. They want everybody to program a march, and that's a great one. It comes at the perfect time.
And that's Dr. Eric Allen, faculty member here at Texas Tech.
Yes, Associate Director of Bands. Okay. And then we are doing two movements of David Maslanka's 10th Symphony. One movement was completed by his son, because unfortunately Maslanka passed away before he could finish it. But it asked his son to finish it, so we're doing the third and the fourth movement of his 10th symphony, and then we're closing with a movement from wonderful composer Adam Schoenberg. He wrote a piece called Picture Studies. It's sort of like a modern pictures at an exhibition commissioned by the Kansas City Symphony. We're doing the very last movement, inspired by a photograph actually of pigeons, but it's called Pigeons in Flight. It's a little 4.5 minute beautiful piece.
Right. So for people who are interested for the concert Tuesday evening in Henley Hall, tell us some more details about that.
7:30 p.m., open to the public. That's pretty much it. Free parking, open to the public. Afterwards, we'll have a reception for Mr. Reynolds, so welcome to stay and talk to him and meet him. And this is his first time in West Texas in 40 years, so try and make him feel welcome.
All right. We'll try to show you a good time. That'll be good. Excellent. Well, best wishes on the concert.
Thank you so much.
The traveling to Chicago and representing Texas Tech and all of those things. And Mr. Reynolds, welcome. We're glad you're here, and we wish you every success tomorrow night and, of course, with the program you're still in charge of at USC.
Well, I'm glad I'm here, too. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you both.
Thank you, Clint.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.